from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, it's estimated that nearly 10% of New Jersey's population will at one point suffer from an eating disorder. Assemblywoman Andrea Katz is looking to boost the state's efforts to help those suffering by sponsoring a bill that would help create an Office of Disordered Eating Prevention within the state's health department.
We want them to be able to speak up and ask for help. And so I think that having this office and being able to bring around that awareness and start those conversations is going to do a lot to help our young people in trying to find that help that they need.
Another bill sponsored by her aims to crack down on social media platforms that promote features of eating disorders to minors. The oldest mayor in New Jersey, and possibly in the United States, is turning 100 years old. Vito Perillo, who turned 100 yesterday, was elected mayor in 2017 when he was 93 years old. He was reelected at age 97 for a second four-year term, but now he's going to have to decide if he wants to run again. This time he'll be 101, two decades older than President Joe Biden. A cemetery in Cape May County offers what is called green or natural burials. That means there is no embalming, concrete vault, or outer burial container used. All materials used eventually become part of the soil.
Ed Bixby is the owner of Steelman Town Cemetery in Woodbine. He says biodegradable shrouds are used in a green burial.
It could be put into a pine box, a wicker basket, a bamboo basket. It could be wrapped in a shroud that would be biodegradable, your favorite blanket. It's a gentler return on the earth.
More and more people who learn about simple green burials are opting for them.
And why that's good for the funeral industry is that a simple direct cremation, that is the cheapest form of disposition. We're bringing people back to the cemetery. We're bringing people back to the funeral home.
Family is a big part of the burial process. They can help dig a gravesite, plant a tree, or carry a wicker casket. Jenner Solo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And speaking of the dead, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is once again the number one movie at the box office. The horror comedy sequel edged out new release Transformers 1 to take the box office crown for the third straight week. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want it, on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will we be greeted by sun tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have an evening shower in spots tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Low temperatures will be in the upper 50s. We'll have clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures right up around 70. Cloudy and mild tomorrow night. Can't roll out a shower. Lows will be in the lower 60s, but we'll have a better chance for some showers heading into Wednesday and Wednesday night. We'll be mainly cloudy and damp. High temperatures in the upper 60s Wednesday. We still could have a leftover shower to Thursday as it turns warmer. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
64 degrees. In Elizabeth, 64 degrees in Lakewood, 64 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.